on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, welcome back into ABQ Connect. We got about 9 or 10 minutes with our next guest. Mary is here from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. There isn't anything going on over there, is there, Mary?
Nothing going on at Johnny and Friends.
Well, you know, we actually mentioned earlier on the air when I mentioned that you'd be on that, you know, with summer activities, usually the respites come with that. And it's important that for those, well, first of all, what I'm going to get to is you need to actually apply for those getaways. And we should probably start off, Mary, as we usually do, for those not familiar with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, J-O-N-I, by the way. What is it that Johnny and Friends does exactly?
Oh, boy, a big, huge list of things.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is we serve our Lord, and our goal is to reach families and individuals and veterans living with disability who often become isolated and alone and in need of community and in need of a church body to attend and belong to. And in order to accomplish that, we have events and outreaches where we build community, and then we introduce them to local churches where they can attend and become part of the church family.
Now, I mentioned the respites, and I'm going to jump right into these because I want to make sure, with the limited time we have, want to make sure we get through these. What is on the calendar the next opportunity for, and actually respite being local churches that provide an opportunity on an afternoon or an evening to take the person affected by the disability, allowing their caregivers and their family to go and pursue other things for that evening that might not be able to get done while caring for the family member with the disability.
Additionally, the sibling. So the sibling who may not have a disability is welcome at the respite
right.
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the next one is at Paragon Church on the 21st of March. And then getting into April, you'll find one at Grace Church on the 24th. And we'll just talk May real quickly, Paragon Church again on the 16th.
All right, and maybe your church, that sounds like something you would like to do with Johnny and Friends. They can train you through the process. So what exactly then are you going to be looking for as far as things happening with the summer getaways?
Well, I tell you, in order to help these families get to our family retreat this summer, which is a high adventure, completely accessible retreat, we are putting on a walk and roll here on April 11th, and it's going to be local.
Okay.
Hoffmantown has offered us their facilities, their parking lot, and we have teams from all over coming to help raise funds to support these families get
well,
to camp.
Let me put a little challenge out there. Some of the listeners, they're over there daily walking around Hoffmantown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to get out there any other day, just make this one of your days.
Sure.
And in it, get sponsorship, get signed up to be a part of this and raise money to send families to Captain, is that right?
That's correct, at Lone Tree Ranch.
Yeah.
And the idea here is we want to be able to help as many families as we can who a lot of times their funds have gone into, you know, all the equipment that they need, the doctor's appointments, you know, so many things that are weighing on them. And at this camp, they have a week away from all the stresses. They are surrounded by families who are also going through the same things they are going through. And they often come away saying, nobody looked at me sideways.
Yeah.
Nobody looked at my child like my child was whatever the word is. And they can relax, and they have the mom's group and the dad's group, and there's a one-on-one volunteer buddy for every single child that comes.
Yeah, and then if you're going to be part of this walk and roll, listen, you may be thinking as a family, I don't know, is it a, what day, is it a Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
So what I'm thinking is you may have, you know, well, you can walk, but, you know, I'm... the kids, you know, they get halfway around and they'd say, we can't do it. But you're going to have all kinds of stuff set up out there. So, you know, if there's a family member that's going to go do the walk, the rest of the family, there's other activities going on.
Sure. And the walk's not arduous. It's not huge. It's as far as you want to walk.
Yeah.
And so there are local vendors, people in the community, churches, businesses, other like-minded organizations who will have a booth there. And if you are listening right now and you would like to be there, give us a call, reach out to Johnny and Friends New Mexico, and we will give you an opportunity to sponsor or to have a booth, and you can have a game for the kids and some prizes. You can give out some information about your organization, and you can collect names and phone numbers for further follow-up.
And just a reminder, you can easily catch up with Johnny and Friends New Mexico at johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. Go to the website. You'll find information about the various things we've talked about, including the getaways and the retreats. And you know, one of the other things to touch on, Mary, is the all right, let me see. You go ahead.
I'm wondering if it's okay to see if there is someone who's interested in coming alongside this walk and being a presenting sponsor. Is that okay to mention that?
Yes, it is. Yes. Before we leave the walk, if you know, you're looking for a title sponsor.
Yes.
For the event.
Yes.
And that's someone in the community, whether it's an individual or a business, that wants to essentially underwrite the work that's being done through Johnny and Friends. It is a nonprofit organization. If you want to do that, we encourage you to reach out to Johnny and Friends New Mexico, and you can do that through the website. Is there a specific number for the sponsor you want them?
Yes, and in fact, if they want to call me directly, they can call 949-291-2453.
Okay, give that number one more time.
949-291-2453. And we have sponsors as low as $100 for to be a friend of Johnny and Friends.
Yeah, whatever you can do is a great assistance. And listen, all that wind and things and with no rain, that means our cars are all dirty, and Johnny and Friends is going to help you with that. There's a free car wash if you have if you're living with disability and you need assistance with getting the car clean. You can come out April 25th to Grace Church. That's San Antonio near Louisiana. You can come out there and get your car cleaned completely free. It's for people with disabilities and for veterans.
Yes.
You're blessing our community. So yes. Much appreciate that, Mary. And real quick, the one other thing I wanted to mention was the Coffee and Care. That's on the calendar for March 31st. That's an opportunity for those living with disability and caregivers to come together, talk about some of the frustrations, talk about, or just praise reports. You know, it's community. So if you want to be a part of that, look for the details at johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. Hey, Vitalant, we've got an interview to share about a blood drive coming up Good Friday, Mary, so we're out of time, but I do appreciate you coming in. We're going to do this again.
Thank you so much,
Steve. And we'll be talking about these various events. You'll hear about them with our announcers throughout the next few weeks. So lots going on, and you'll find out more at johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. Vitalant, we're going to revisit a conversation we had last week about the upcoming blood drive right after this on KLYT.